In some ways, it's been a problem for Christian disciples ever since. I have sometimes put the problem like this. When we speak on occasions like this as ministers of the gospel, expounding the scriptures, we believe that we are able to speak in the power of and with the help of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit continues the ministry of Jesus. But my guess is, if I were to ask you, would you rather be here studying John's gospel with Sinclair Ferguson, or would you rather just have Jesus in the room talking to you? Does Ferguson plus the Holy Spirit, is there any way that can compensate for having Jesus in the room, for being able to know for the rest of your life what colour his eyes actually were, how his hair was cut? Did he have a beard or did he not have a beard? What kind of gesticulations did he use? What facial mannerisms were expressed in his speaking? And my guess is, for most of us, that's a no-brainer. We would do anything to have Jesus in the room with us. And so we can put ourselves in the place these disciples are in, and we can understand and empathize with them that to have Jesus would be far, far, far greater an advantage than to have the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. But what Jesus is now going to do is to help them to understand why it is that it really is to their advantage that he goes from them and that the Spirit comes to them. And he uses an expression here in John chapter 14 that I think is very helpful for us. He says in verse 16, "When I go, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him."